Okay, now we're working on side two. So anyway, this Friday I asked Ruth if it would be all right if I didn't go down this Friday to this club director's meeting, because it's just the last day before I leave, and I really don't want to attend another meeting, because what can I do if I do go? And I was just surprised, although not completely, but I really didn't think she would ask me to attend. But I told her it was just too little time to accomplish everything, so I'm not going down, I hope. Wait, I tell you this other story that I heard today that made me quite upset. I had a call from Vera Vincent, who, as you know, is our very big honcho in 8th Army service clubs. And I also had a call from CPO, from Seoul. Remember I told you I had this job offer for Camp Zama in Japan? And I had replied that I could not come when they wanted me to in November or December, but that I would consider coming at the end of January, providing I went home first and then let me come back. Well, the reply was that they could not wait that long, and so I was not going to be considered for the job. And that's what CPO told me. Well, it wasn't until today that I found out by Miss Vincent checking. Vera had heard when she was in Japan, she went home for a few weeks, and on her way back, stopping off in Japan, that they were anticipating me coming to Japan. Well, she asked me, and I said, no, Vera, they couldn't wait till the end of January, and they weren't going to approve my leave home and all this stuff. So that deal was closed months ago. Well, she checked further, and it turned out that the people in Japan had decided to go along with my demands and were anticipating me arriving, asked me, rather, to stop off a day or so in Japan before going home to discuss this job position. But what happened was they sent the Twix to CPO in Seoul, but it never got there. It got held up or fouled up or lost or something at 8th Army Communication Center. So CPO here claims they never got a copy of it. Now maybe they did and somebody misfiled it or whatever. So consequently, I did not know that they had offered me that position. In other words, they replied and said, we will accept under, you know, her terms and look forward to her stopping off a day before going home to see us in Japan. So they wanted to know what flight I was coming in on. And here I had not even heard of it, so I couldn't respond. Or anyway, CPO called and they were very apologetic, said we'd change all your orders. I mean, I have my orders, Duchess, made out, and of course I have all my winter stuff on its way home, with the exception of one or two dresses I have here that are winter, and I have all my summer stuff packed in footlockers going to Vietnam that are still here, but I mean, it's just the wrong clothing. That's minor, I know, but still, it made me so mad that they could foul up your career or rearrange your entire life because of a missing Twix. In addition to that, Vera called and said, Ann, I do think that this job was a 9, the same as I am now, Duchess. But she said that they are probably grooming you for the position of D. Beckman. Now, this woman, D. Beckman, is sort of a tradition over here. She's been in the Orient about 20 years. And Vera told me that she is a 10 or an 11. But see, there are only two clubs in the Orient that have more than a 9 rating. One is Moyer Service Club here in Yongsan, Seoul, Korea, and the other one is this Camp Zama. Now, the only other positions, 11s, are Ruth's position, which is a glorified typist work thing, and I wouldn't want that, Duchess. I wouldn't want to be out of service clubs. So that this would have made a a greater temptation for me, because I could have been a 10, possibly 11, at least a 10, maybe in the near future, but still working in a service club, because the service club at Camp Zama is, I think, 3 or 4 stories high. As I say, it's a very plush place. It's a R&R center. R&R, Duchess, is rest and recuperation, or relaxation and recuperation, something like that. Anyway, it's R&R center for the men in Vietnam. So this just, you know, Vera was trying to unofficially tell me what the possibilities could be in the future. And she said, Ann, I think Dee Beckman has finally decided to go home. And she says, they have not been able to fill that position with any qualified person up until now. And she said, it might be worth your while. Well, of course, there's no guarantee on that anyway, Duchess, but it just made me mad because I had a matter of minutes to make up my mind whether or not I wanted to cancel everything I had already processed for Vietnam and change everything. Of course, CPO said they would take care of everything, call back everything, and do all the paperwork and get me out of here still on time. Well, I don't know. And so I told them no, that I still was not interested. But when I go through Japan on the way home, I will stop or at least call them and tell them that it was not my fault that they were not informed. I had not been notified of the offer, because I don't want them thinking I gave my word to come and then later changed my mind. But how do you like that for a mess? It just irks me, the inefficiency that is apparent every day. And for me, this was a major decision. And I don't know, honestly, whether I would have decided to go there or not, but if they did agree completely to my requests, there is a good possibility I would have gone there for a year, particularly if I thought there was a possibility of me going to a 10 or an 11 and still remaining in service clubs. That is a rare offer that you get, because, as I say, there are 2 in the entire Far East, and I would have had a swing at one of them. So, anyway, that just made my day complete. But that's the way it goes. I just told them to leave me alone, and I'll take my tour in Vietnam. I don't think I'll regret it, Duchess, but I sure wish they'd get the scoop right to you the first time. What else? Oh, I meant to tell you the last tape I made. I did a funny thing a couple of weeks ago. I was sleeping and I turned over in my sleep and somehow pulled the ligaments in my right ankle. And in fact, this was on the 3rd, I guess, the day after whatever it was, the packing. When I pack on the 3rd? I guess, yeah. I guess the night of the 3rd. Anyway, for about a week, I guess up until just a couple of days ago, I had it taped up. The first few days, I had it taped up with tape. The doctor taped it. They sent an ambulance over to take me to the dispensary because I couldn't walk on it. I wasn't sick or anything. I just couldn't touch the floor with my ankle. But the doctor said, Ann, you've got a backward twist here, because it was all swollen and everything. And he said, how did you do it? I said, oh, no trouble at all. I just turned over in my sleep, that's all. Of course, I thought somebody had taken my leg and pulled it. It was quite painful. And I have tripped a couple of times on it, and it's healed now. I don't wear the bandage, but up until just a couple of days ago, I was still wearing an ACE bandage. I had to take the tape off because the tape was killing me at night. It was too tight. The doctor made it very tight, and then I got it wet in the shower, and it tightened so much that it was unbearable, so I finally tore the tape off myself, and then I taped it up with an ACE bandage myself. And as I say, it's fine now. I can walk. In fact, I walked on it the very same day. I told the doctor, you have to tape it so I can walk on it. And he taped it 3 different times, Duchess, putting the pressure on at different angles. And when I left his office, I was walking on my foot. So that was good. It was stiff, you know, my foot was up stiff, but I could still walk with it. I have to because I had so many things to do. But anyhow, I thought that was the weirdest thing I had ever heard of. And so did everybody else who asked me what was wrong with my foot. And I said, you won't believe it, but I did it all by myself in bed. Just turned over. Had I injured it earlier in the day, I could have understood that a little more easily because I had fallen off the dresser here trying to get the drapes down, and I fell, and the dresser fell, and everything went flying off the dresser. I wasn't hurt, and later the curtains fell on my head and all this stuff, and I wasn't hurt or scratched or anything. But when I went to bed, I managed to pull all the ligaments out of my right ankle. So, anyhow, what's next? I received your letter today, just this evening, which is so nice. I come home and there was a letter from you. It probably will be the last letter I get from you before I leave. I will make another tape after this and tell you when I'll be leaving Hawaii. I'm pretty sure it's the first. I'm going to try and find out Thursday when I go down to Seoul. And if I can manage this little handy-dandy tape recorder in my suitcase, I can make you a tape from Japan and Hawaii. that cough I have is the leftovers from, I'm sure it was a case of pneumonia, but I ignored it. I think I had the same cough that I had back a few months. Well, again, we were without heat in the club, and in fact, we were without heat here in the billets for a couple of days, and it just takes one head washing or something, and you have pneumonia. I've been working in my parka again a lot last week. This week, the last two or three days, the temperatures here have been in the high 40s and 50s, which is unbelievable. It's quite warm. Most comfortable. So it's crazy weather. The cold is practically gone now. All I have is this cough that comes about when I'm talking too much or smoking too much. There were so many things. I'm rushing this, Duchess, I know, but there isn't a lot left, and it seemed to me I wanted to mention other things. If you get a chance, would you call the bank in Toms River and tell them not to forward any more mail or bank statements here? Send them to your address. Anything that does come here, I'm sure Ruth will send home to me, forward to me. That's no problem, but I just soon they get notified. I meant to write them a note, and I have not. So you'll get this tape quicker than I will get a note off to them, I'm sure. I'm very happy you're taking a week's vacation in February. That's what you said in this letter I received tonight. That's great. I don't know what we do. It doesn't matter. I won't worry about it, but at least we'll have some time, and possibly I can rent a car, and we can get to see a few people. Hopefully, the whole baggage will have arrived by then. I'm never going to get packed out of here, Duchess. I'm still in the process of packing things, and I'll go through the whole thing tomorrow and see how much I can hand carry. This is going to run out in a matter of seconds. I'm well, I'm anxious to leave, and I'm glad to have heard from you, and I'll talk to you again before I get home. Bye-bye, Duchess.